And away we go on this Tuesday morning, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to the early show here on WWGH Radio. Now again, if you have any thoughts or comments or questions regarding this show, please feel free to give me a call. Phone lines are wide open here, 740-383-9944, and I figure maybe you're more awake at 15 minutes after 7 than you were during the 6:30 half hour. So if there's anything on your mind, if you have any comments on the Phil Donahue interview yesterday or any comments on anything in general, we would love to hear from you. There's a lot going on in the world in Marion, period. 740-383-9944. Do want to remind you, Fran Vall, longtime Marion resident, former principal at Marion Catholic High School, will be in this morning from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and legendary radio personality Gary Burbank will be with us tomorrow from 8:10 until 9 o'clock, discussing the origins of Earl Pitts and all his other great characters and the radio show that he did. And my goodness, did he do a radio show on WLW, the Nation station out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He was tremendous. He came up with these characters and, I don't know how many characters he had, but well over 10. And he really did a radio variety show, and he did it well into the 2000s. And it's too bad that he's no longer on the air, because I don't know if a show like that really exists anymore. That's a hard show to do. You know, it's hard to go home and 5 days a week for a 3-hour program, come up with characters and voices and ideas. That's difficult. And to do it for a period of time, it can be overwhelming. So my Cubs cap is off to Gary Burbank for doing that for so long. Now, our trivia questions from yesterday remain on the table, and maybe we'll throw some of the old Ohio State Fair questions out there as well to see if we can get those answered. We still have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. And we still have the idea that if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, do that. We would love just to know that you're out there and know that you're listening and see what your knowledge is. Now, here are the questions left over from yesterday. Who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? The only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope. You know, Bob always came out in the beginning and he did a monologue of jokes, of things that were going on in the news, or maybe Christmas, or for whatever purpose he was doing the special. But there was one time in his career of doing specials for NBC that he did not do the opening monologue. So the question is, who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope in his tenure? And if we get this answer, I'll tell you the little backstory behind why this happened on this one occasion. Next question. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of the special? So a two-part question. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of that special? What was the special about? There you go. What three famous foods were invented in Ohio? Or maybe I should say the three most famous foods invented in Ohio. Does anybody know the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now, some of these we have talked about on this show before. So if you're a regular listener, you might be able to slide in with some answers from past programs. And the final question in this particular bunch, what famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? Now, you probably have it in your kitchen right now. I would guess that most people listening to this show probably have this item sitting in their kitchen somewhere right now. And did you know it was invented right here in Ohio? So those are the questions from that bunch. What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special? And what was the subject of the special about? And who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Does anybody know any of the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. I thought these would go better than last week, but you know, last week we had questions involving Jack Parr, and I believe we got all of those questions answered. Not doing so well on these this week. We do have two answered from yesterday, but we're not trucking along on these questions. The only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special, and what was it about? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? And what famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio that you probably have in your kitchen right now? 740-383-9944, Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, or if you just want to call in and answer the question, you can do that as well. But those are the questions on the table, the new questions that have been added this week. Now, we do have some other questions which we have not got answered. Now, these are left over from the Ohio State Fair. The Ohio State Fair, obviously, this year is over now. But we do have some of these questions left that we did not get answered. So maybe we'll delve into these, and maybe these will catch your ear a little better than the questions we have laid out this morning. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center, its current location? All you have to do is give me the year. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? On the eve of World War I, something significant happened at the Ohio State Fair. What was it? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Now, this is interesting as well. We all know women got the right to vote in 1919, voted in the first presidential election in 1920. What year do you think women were allowed to become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? We just need the year. When was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? Just need the year on that one. When was the grandstand demolished? Go ahead, caller.
Is this Mr. Scott Spears, the wonderful man of the world?
It is. Is this Martha Douse?
This is Martha Douse Menaces.
Martha, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm wonderful. I'm getting ready to go to the bingo store today. We play bingo Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, four times a week here at the Presidential Center. And when we play bingo, we get play bingo money. And then they put on the first Tuesday of the month, the bingo store. in the dining room. And I'm going to have your grandpa go with me today.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Martha. How are you doing this morning?
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to spend from 10 to 11 o'clock with your grandpa, James Thompson.
Well,
He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Well, I appreciate
and
that.
And I think the world and all of him. He's a wonderful person, isn't he?
He is, and I know he's a fan of yours, Martha. How are you doing this morning?
You are such a dedicated grandson. You do the nicest job coming out here, Scott.
Well, I appreciate that, Martha.
And your mother is such a wonderful woman, too, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Now, were you up listening to the radio this morning?
I am so happy to talk to you today.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, Martha.
What?
I say I'm glad to talk to you as well.
I started my studio 75 years ago. And when I went I was born at 204 Reed Avenue on Mother's Day, May 10th, 1931. I went to George Washington School, and my mother told me when I was 5, Martha, I named you Martha because you go to George Washington School, and George Washington's wife was named Martha. And your middle name is Louise because you're named after my mother's sister, Aunt Louisa. And your daddy gave you the name of Douce, D-O-U-C-E. And you, honey, are going to D-A-N-C-E for me all of your life, and don't you ever, ever change your name, honey. And I never did.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Martha, I think we're about to go to break here, but I thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you for letting me call in, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye, Martha. The legendary Queen First Lady of Dance of Marion, Martha Douse. What an amazing woman she is, and all the lives that she has touched over her tenure here in Marion. It's always great to hear from Martha Douse. Now remember, the trivia questions are still out here this morning. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers yet to any of our trivia questions? Now remember, we have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, we have tickets to the Wilds, we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and they are all on the table this morning. Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia questions, feel free. We'd love for you to do that as well. What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody remember that particular year? Why was 1989 a memorable year at the Ohio State Fair? Now, it wasn't memorable necessarily for a good reason, but does anybody remember what happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair? What year was the Ohio entrance built at the Ohio State Fair? 740-383-9944, coming up on 30 minutes past the hour. Be back in about 3 minutes with your phone calls.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Bill Macy.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. On July 29th, the Court of Appeals in the 3rd District unanimously found in favor of the state of Ohio by affirming the jury's decision in the cases of Paul McKenzie Jr. and Andrew Flagg. Paul McKenzie was indicted for breaking and entering and theft. On May 17, 2017, McKenzie broke a rear window of a hair salon in Marion and stole money from the hair salon. The case proceeded to a jury trial where he was convicted of breaking and entering. He was sentenced to serve 11 months in prison. He appealed the breaking and entering charge on the grounds of insufficient evidence. The Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the state, finding there was enough evidence for the conviction. Andrew Flagg was indicted for 2 counts of forgery. On January 14, 2018, Flagg presented a counterfeit $100 bill as payment at a mini-mart in Marion. On January 18, 2018, he presented a counterfeit $100 bill at an Amish store in Hardin County. The case proceeded to a jury trial where he was convicted on both forgery counts. He was sentenced to serve 12 months of community control on each count. He appealed both counts, alleging the photo lineup that was administered was improper and violated his constitutional rights. The Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the trial court's decision that the photo lineup was not unduly suggestive and did not violate Flagg's constitutional right.
For the Marion, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. Showers and thunderstorms will have your latest forecast and your Weather Minute from the Marion, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1890, thunderstorms left 4 inches of hail covering the ground in Ader County and Union County in Iowa? The hail drifted into 6-foot mounds and in some places remained on the ground for 26 days. Now you know with Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Tuesday in the Marion area, we'll see a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m., increasing clouds, a high near 86 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 a.m., patchy fog between midnight and 1 a.m., a low near 65 degrees. For your Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny though, a high near 83 degrees. For your Thursday, another 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., but overall mostly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. And to round out the work week, we'll see mostly sunny skies on Friday, a high near 79. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com.
We're back here, 34 minutes past the hour. It is Tuesday. You're tuned into the early show here on WWGH Radio. Trivia questions galore this morning. We thank Martha Douse, the First Lady of Dance, here in Marion for calling in this morning. And don't forget, coming up at 8:30 this morning, Fran Vall, former principal at Marion Catholic High School. So Fran Vall will be along 8:30 to 10 o'clock this morning. And then Gary Burbank, legendary radio personality, creator of Earl Pitts, will be along tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 a.m. All right, anybody with anything to say out there, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to any of these trivia questions? The prizes, Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, or if you just want to call in and let us know that you have the answer, that is perfectly fine as well. We always enjoy that. Now, I'll run down the questions here again. Oh, maybe this is the answer to one of the questions here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What was the question about kitchen items?
Kitchen items. It was, what famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio?
Oh, I thought you said items, because I was prepared.
Well, it could be items.
Okay. Well, I looked around my kitchen. You know, I've been looking around my kitchen ever since you said that. And I came up with quite a few things that I saw.
Oh, this is good.
Okay, first one was the gas mask.
A gas mask?
Yes.
Now, see, I don't have a gas mask in my kitchen.
Well, see, there's... That's your problem.
Should I have one in there?
Well, all depends on how much gas, you know, you've got. Second of all...
See, I don't have a gas stove, so maybe I'm okay without a gas mask.
Okay, well, I don't either. Second thing I saw was Quaker Oats.
You know, this is actually, though, a kitchen item.
Oh, well, then you're talking about a pop-top can.
Well...
What?
I wish I was, because I would love to have said yes, but No, it's I did not know this particular item or items was actually invented in Ohio. The things you learn when you go fishing for things.
Well, yeah. How about Teflon?
Well, you know, that's very close.
Yeah. Well, how about a light bulb? I looked up and there was a light bulb. That's what gave me the idea.
You know, I think the light bulb was invented in Ohio. Thomas Edison.
It was, Scott.
Yeah,
Did I say hot dog?
Hot dog. You know, that's the answer to one of our other questions.
Oh.
Well, one of the answers, because one of the three most famous foods invented in Ohio is the hot dog. Now, the Teflon answer is very close, because it's Teflon that would make... this item possible.
Well, then it must be the automobile. I tried so hard.
No, is Teflon on an automobile? I don't know.
No, but I saw one of my kitchen this morning, so that's what happens when I get up too early.
It was just parked there, huh? Just park there. Well, that's okay, because, you know, sometimes that happens in the morning.
Okay, well, see, boy, I really struck out. Did I say Lifesavers?
That's another food. We've got two of the foods down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only have one left, because we're looking for the three most popular foods ever invented in Ohio.
Okay.
And we now have the hot dog and Lifesavers, but there's one more.
Oh, well, I'm running out.
Did you get a chance to hear the Donahue interview yesterday?
Yeah.
Now what did you think?
About hearing it or able to hear it or the content? Well, you know, there's a lot of differences in thought there between myself and Mr. Donahue.
Well, you know, this is interesting, because I think the quality turned out okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think people could hear what he was saying. That was the important part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting, because I went on Facebook yesterday and I just commented on the content of Donahue being on the show, because he does not do these interviews very often.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was a pioneer in talk shows. And he did say some very nice things about me, which he doesn't have to do, because he's Donahue. He doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciated all of that. But I did wonder, because we spent the first 40 minutes talking about the incidents in Dayton and El Paso, and I wondered how many people...
were seething?
Yeah, didn't like those opinions, because his opinions, I don't think, are Marion, Ohio's opinions.
Probably not, and also I thought to myself, you know, he obviously is getting along, and he even admitted to his dotage, you know, and all that. And, I don't know. He seemed to be so sad and so so very sad about it. And you know, if people aren't sad, then there's something wrong with them, as far as I'm concerned, if you weren't sad about what happened. But, I kept thinking that as I was listening to it, and I thought, good quality sound.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is I, at one point, and it was just my observation, and you never know when somebody's on the telephone, I do think he was tearing up.
Yeah, because he said he did.
Yeah, and I felt, because I heard his voice break a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of all the years that Donahue was on the air. I can never remember a time where I saw him get emotional.
Well, see, that's part of the aging process, Scott. I mean, you know that men become more passive and women become more aggressive as they get older, right?
No, is that a
yes,
thing?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize mm-hmm. that. So men become more laid back as they get older, and women become more aggressive.
That explains me.
Now, what do you make of that? What's the reasoning for that?
Well, I think it's just that switch. It's like anything else in life. How we change as we age, you know. And I've seen it many times happen, you know, and you take a fellow that was very aggressive in his youth, and as time goes on, he mellows out. And I think it's as you approach, your latter years, maybe you just feel that it's time to step back and relax, which is fine. And as far as the ladies go, well, especially if her man is sitting back and relaxing, then I think she's finally saying, well, now we'll do things around here like I want now, and I'll take care of you, but we'll do it my way. So it all depends upon your relationship, I think, too. So.
Well, you know what I've also noticed? It seems to me that as women get older, that if they are single because a spouse dies and they do not have somebody with them, they seem to be much more okay with that than the men.
Yeah.
The men seem not to be as okay with it.
Well, that goes to show you, I think, at number one, here's the man, he's reaching those latter years, and now he's pulled back, and he's a little less aggressive, and so he needs that support, you know. And if the lady's not there, you know, and of course love enters into it too, you know, because some people are so close. You know, some people really, there was a match made in heaven when it came to, but so many times, you know, you can be close and be very much in love. But over the years, you know, if you're in a normal marriage situation, there's certain times when that always isn't heaven.
Well, that's what I've said this over and over and over on this program, on this station, is it always seems to me, because 90% of the time the man does go before the woman if things work out in a normal stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, the women, when you go to them after a period of time, after their husband is gone, and you say, well, maybe you should be dating again or seeing other people.
And the woman goes, oh.
Yeah, yeah. They say, I don't want to take care of another old man. You know, they were not. It was like, boy, that was work. That was pushing a car up a hill with your nose.
You hit it on the button.
Yeah, that I don't want to do that anymore. I did that one. So I'm thinking they were not in love the last few years. They were, and you know what that does. I have seen one of the most interesting things, because I'm an observer. I'm curious about everything. And when I've been in nursing homes, the things that fascinate me the most is when a husband or a wife is in a nursing home and the spouse comes in to visit them. There's a whole different dynamic there.
Mm-hmm.
They come for a certain amount of time, and then they're ready to go. And they want to go home and do whatever they're doing. And it's not so much about being around that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what causes that as age goes on, but it's interesting to watch.
Yeah, all the years of the marriage, you know. And of course, I think we're all different, but have you ever seen a little old man in a nursing home and he's feeding his wife, feeding her broth, or doing something so sweet, wiping her mouth? You know, that is just so sweet when because you do on occasion say it, but yeah, marriage is. I was married for 42 years, you know, and I lost my husband, and that was plenty of time to get to know each other.
Well, yeah, and I think people do have good marriages. You know, sometimes when I have that conversation with Brandy, who we seem to have that conversation with a lot, it comes off as if I'm saying that all marriages don't work and it's just an awful thing. And that's not true because I've known marriages that work just fine and mm-hmm. people who were married for a long period of time. I just think now when I run into people in their 20s and 30s and sometimes even into their 40s, it seems a little disingenuous to me that if you have been in love, and they always use the term love, with four or five different people in the course of 10 or 15 years, which you know, that's the time frame when you're 20 or 30,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, now, is that really love, or is that really I don't want to be alone? Is that I think I should be doing this? A lot of times it's financial because you're having a rough time on your own taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a lot of other jealousy. You know, if the person doesn't die and you see them happy with somebody else, you become jealous. And I think that's what it is more than love, because to me, love would be kind of a singular thing. And I don't know how you could fall in love with so many people in such a short period of time.
Well, I guess it's a fact that I think to myself when you say that, you know, once I was married, then over a period of 4 or 5 years, I seen that monster, and I'm sure he did too. I see that monster 4 or 5 different times, but I was married.
Yeah.
And I've lived with it.
Yeah, well, see, that's it. I think I'm not saying that these people are wrong, but I think sometimes their motivation is a little different because, you know, life can be hard.
Right.
Life can be hard.
That's right. That's why I'm saying, you know, marriage isn't easy. But then if you look back at some of the good and the great things and, you know, your children and all that, you know, if you're lucky enough that you made it through. I hate to say it like that, but I didn't fall in love, Scott. I stepped in it, you know.
Well, that's, you know, even the term that we use here in America is kind of an odd term. You fall in love. Now, falling is not a positive thing. Falling is not good. I would think
that's why I stepped in it. It seems to be.
Yeah, I would just think there'd be a better way to put that other than falling.
Yeah.
Because falling sounds like you could be hurt.
Oh, you fall for somebody. But if you stop and think about the term, oh, geez, I just fall for. In other words, you're just overcome with whatever.
You are. And I'll tell you, it does wear off because that's these relationships that I look at of these people. And you know what? They fall in that love and they're so happy and they think it's the greatest thing because it's totally different than the thing they had before. But then it seems about maybe a year, year and a half. Once somebody gets to know you,
and you have a kid,
and yes, you do, and there's all of a sudden, then you realize that things are not always perfect.
And you know, when you comment about seeing people not talking in a restaurant, and I think to myself, I don't know, when you're pretty comfortable with your companion there, you don't have to talk.
Well, I think they've run out of things to say.
That's why sometimes you call radio stations, because you don't have any.
Well, that's good for me.
Okay.
That's good for me. 60 years later, and boy, we've run out of things to talk about is what I think they're saying. But it's interesting, but I appreciate you for calling in this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Any thoughts on that? That's an interesting subject, I think. Because it's something we all deal with. It's very obscure, fascinating. And I had thought that about the Phil Donahue interview yesterday. I take Phil Donahue at the idea that this is a pioneer. This is an Ohio guy, Dayton, Ohio, started his talk show. But I know sometimes the opinions that he has probably do not float in this particular area, certainly when it comes to guns and gun control. But I hope everybody understands that people have opinions. And I wish in a lot of ways that we in this country could hear other people's opinions without going crazy. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I was calling to answer the question.
Go ahead.
1941.
Now, which question was that the answer to?
The tickets, the Ohio State tickets.
Oh, yes. You've got women became ticket takers in 1941. You have got it right. Let's see here. Would you like a prize today?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. What do we got? We got the 6th. And what is your name?
Miranda.
Miranda. Are you enjoying the show this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What would you like?
You have those in Beezy Bay?
We do.
That one, please.
All right. Do you know where we're located?
No, I don't know the address.
All right. We are on Center Street across from Domino's Pizza. We share the building with the Beltone Hearing Aid Company. If you park out back, there's a stairwell out back. If you go down the back stairwell, there we are.
Okay.
Hey, well, I appreciate you for calling in. Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, 1941 is when women became ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair. And Miranda Brees is a winner this morning. Tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. And we'll have those laid back for her. Anybody else out there? 52 minutes past the hour. There's still a lot of trivia questions on the table today. And we have more tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna's Wilds. Do you have an opinion on the Phil Donahue interview yesterday or anything else we've talked about this morning? Talked about love, talked about a lot of things, which is good. Good subjects that I think everybody is interested in. All right, let's run down the questions again. Give us a call if you have the answer to any of these, 740-383-9944. Who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? The only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of that special? A two-part question. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC, and what was the subject of that special? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now, we've got two of them, thanks to our caller, the hot dog and Lifesavers. But there is another one. What is the one we're missing? The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. We have the hot dog and we have the Lifesavers. What is the third one? What is the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio? Now, I'm guessing you probably have these in your kitchen right now. Very popular item. What is the famous kitchen item invented in Ohio? 740-383-9944. And as I've always said, if you don't want a prize or aren't eligible, give us a call anyways. We like hearing from you and knowing that you have the right answers. And then we're back to our Ohio State Fair questions. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? You just have to give us the year. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Right before the start of World War I, something happened at the Ohio State Fair. What was that event? When was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair. Does anybody know when the grandstand was demolished at the Ohio State Fair? 1989 was a memorable year at the Ohio State Fair for a kind of a sad reason. Does anybody remember what happened at the 1989 Ohio State Fair that was kind of a certainly a sad and tragic event? 1989, does anybody remember that? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? Now, we've all seen that Ohio entrance. They show it on television all the time, and people get their picture taken in front of it. Does anybody know the year the Ohio entrance was constructed at the Ohio State Fair? And I'll give you one more question since we got the question answered about the ticket takers. Let's see here. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? Does anybody remember what was going on? It was a big story at the time. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? 740-383-9944. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour. Those are the questions. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 92? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? Why was 1989 a memorable year at the Ohio State Fair? What happened that year that was not such a pleasant event? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair, the Ohio State Fair, move to its current location at the Expo Center? Just need the year. What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? I'm sure you have it in your kitchen right now. What are the three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio? We have hot dog and we have Lifesavers. What is the other one? Three most famous foods invented in Ohio. Who was the host of Bob Hope's last special on NBC? And what was the special about? Two-part question. And who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? And of course, the monologue at the beginning of the special is when Bob would come out and he would tell a few current jokes and talk about things going on in the world. But there was one time on one of those specials, radio and television included, that Bob Hope did not do the monologue. Somebody else did it. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. 58 coming up on 59 minutes past the hour. Fran Vall will be in here very shortly, longtime Marion resident, to discuss his life and times in Marion and current things going on in the community. Gary Burbank, legendary radio personality, creator, voice, writer of the Earl Pitt Show, probably his biggest claim to fame, will be on the program tomorrow, Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. Remember, you can get us online, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. And this morning during the 6:30 half hour, we heard from somebody who was listening in Tennessee. So we appreciate that, and we hope they're still listening. Here comes the top of the hour. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.